Well, I think the use of social media channels is another channel for getting your message out there, and we have seen repeatedly over the last few years that all sorts of groups, be they government, be they non-government, be they legitimate, be they dodgy, they've all used these sort of channels. And in a way, I think the Israelis are late getting onto it compared to some.
And do you think Israel's assassination of Hamas leader Ahmed Jabari will deter rockets from being fired into Israel?
Look, I don't think that a casualty here or there for Hamas is something that's going to make them stop pursuing the lines that they do. What it does, these sorts of targeted killings by the Israelis basically send that very strong message of no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, we can get you. Mm. And that's what this sort of thing is all about.
Do you think that that's a message that actually comes across, or do you think it's just kind of falls on deaf ears?
I think that that Hamas isn't going to be deterred by that sort of thing, but it certainly does send a message that you can't get away with it. He was driving along in his car, and it certainly sent him a message, but whether other people will take heed of it or not is another story.
Mm. Well, UN officials report that 19 Palestinians were killed during airstrikes, including 5 terrorists. Israel reports hundreds of rockets being launched into South Israel in the last year, which killed 3 Israelis and caused panic in Tel Aviv. Did Israel overreact?
Well, I don't know that it's a valid sort of point of comparison to start sort of adding up the body count, and you know, because then we get into a mentality of an eye for an eye, and you know, well, we should be allowed to kill 2 more of you guys to make up for it. So Israel reacts as a state would react, which is the through the use of their military. Whether they overreact in terms of the indiscriminate nature of what they're doing, look, you know, I don't think you can add this up like a balance sheet.
There's some who think this is part of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's election campaign in January. Do you think the same thing?
Look, it's always important for Israeli Prime Ministers to flex their muscles a bit, both before and after elections. The thing that is a ground invasion of Gaza is not a vote winner, because when the Israelis do invade places like Gaza, it always turns out to be messier and longer running than they expected. So yes, it's good for him to show his credentials that he's happy to strike against Gaza. It will be poor electoral form for him to actually invade it.
Mm. And with both sides, they're taking pretty strong stances at the moment. Are there any signs of compromise?
Well, if there were signs of compromise in the Arab-Israeli conflict, I think they would have been followed up a long time ago. This is very much Israel cracking down on Hamas and vice versa. And look, the real losers in all of this are those ordinary Palestinian people who live in Gaza. Living in Gaza's, you know, it's not a great place to be. It's a high-stress environment. It's a very impoverished way of living. And, you know, this doesn't help them in any way.
Mm. What is your response to those who say that Hamas refused to accept Israel's right to exist and only want to see Israel destroyed?
Well, what's my response to them? Look, Hamas is like any political organisation. It has its own factions. It has agreements amongst its leadership about the way to go. I'm sure they would like Israel to be destroyed. I can't see that happening anytime soon. This is also about the clash of ideologies and Fatah in the West Bank, and sort of trying to show who is the righteous and strongest leader for the Palestinian people. So there's a domestic audience as well.
Yeah. Do you expect a full-scale escalation?
I don't at this stage expect a full-scale escalation. We do see this sort of rocket versus airstrike thing happening, I guess, probably once a year or so.
Mm.
And as I said, it wouldn't be good for Israel to invade Gaza. The only thing that's really different this time round is, I guess, the reaction of the Egyptians, because with a change of regime in Egypt, they might be thought to be more sympathetic to the Palestinians than Hosni Mubarak's leadership was.
Does that Egyptian involvement make things a little more riskier?
Look, I can't see that Israel and Egypt are going to start an all-out war over the Palestinians of the Gaza Strip. I think both sides are too pragmatic for that.
Okay, so how far do you think this will escalate then?
I think it'll stay pretty much what it is at the moment, an exchange of fire that will peter out after a little while. I expect there'll be a couple more targeted killings from Israel in the next in the next few days, and then things will simmer down a bit.